Rendell, I hate you. You have now herped derped worse than I have ever done in the entirety of this freaking show.
Okay, go now. If you have actually looked at the screen the five times I asked you to, you would have realized that we have streamed 0 bits in the half hour we've been going. Wouldn't that have been a red flag to somebody?
Aren't you glad that I noticed that?
I quit.
Yeah?
Do you need a cigarette, Chaos?
I think he needs a whole carton. Well, and how long have I been trying to get you to do this? I gave you the damn software, 4 months ago? Oh, I'll look at it. Oh, I can't get to work, and you just drop it.
It doesn't matter, Matt. You have herped so hard that derp has divided by zero of its own health bar on your face. Chaos, have a cigarette.
Yes, have several.
Chaos has quit. He has just turned off the mic. He's just shaking his head and grinning, and needs to light up his cigarette.
He'll be lucky if he doesn't choke.
I'm gonna hurt you, boy. I don't care how much older you are than me.
Hey, like I said, you were just making sure that we were on. I was trying to make sure the encoder was working.
And you forgot the, you know, unique little function of push the damn button.
And you know what? If we'd be going through the one like I've been doing for the past 5 years, I wouldn't be able to hear the damn mics until I pushed the damn button. That's why I keep thinking that the thing is on, is because
you can hear it through this.
When I use my headset,
I'm gonna get some sticky notes. I'm gonna put them across the TV for every show now, and it's
with
gonna
as
read.
Dusty as that
push
is,
the button.
Clean it
make
first.
Sure you turn off the sound. Make sure you do this, and for all of us, because oh my God, we've been going for half an hour.
That's why no one's heard us.
Well, it's not my fault.
Yes,
really.
It is. It is explicitly your fault because you have the press to talk button on your screen.
Well, considering the first half hour was really kind of weird anyway, maybe we just saved ourselves from getting massacred or something.
Excuse me, I'm going to disconnect pasta for a minute so I can check the stream.
It should work, yeah. Except delay, so it might be a minute. That delay's been really funky. Sometimes it's right up, and then sometimes it's a minute and a half down. There we go.
It should work, yeah.
We're gonna hurt you, boy.
Well, then, you guys get used to doing this damn thing, because aside from this, every time I use the thing...
The only reason why I have not got it fully set up is I am having issues with the bloody MySQL server BS.
It is so easy. All you gotta do is...
And it doesn't like me for some friggin' reason.
Well, which OS are you running?
I'm running Vista.
Then you should have no problems.
It doesn't seem to like me for some reason.
Well, I'll look up which one it is, and I'll put it on the flash drive for you today. You can just drag and drop it. It should work by itself. It's just a little standalone database.
That whole half an hour spiel about, you know, just various movies coming out. Just lost. Completely just gone.
Well,
and we don't even have a backup recording of it. We're going to have to splice this bloody file.
Yeah. On the plus side, we don't have to worry about all the bullshit with the Super Bowl. Which probably not many people really care about anyway.
Oh, my God. So, you are now listening to Fight Night Exposure Live.
Talk to you by tentacles and things that ruin your face.
Yes.
And this is 2 weeks in a row. Rendell is buggered up.
Well, like I said, this is the only show. I do two or three things during the week. And everything else I do with my headset mic. That I can't hear. Because of how it's plugged into my radio or into my computer, I can't hear that until I enable it. So when I hear these are going, it's okay, mics are good. We're ready.
Yeah.
We need to figure out a way around that.
Yeah, I don't think there is a way around that.
Damn it.
Oh, sorry, I'm gonna be steaming for a little while.
Anybody's hungry, all we need to do is put a pan on his head and we'll be able to cook whatever you
just
want.
Just steam shooting out my ears, nostrils flare. I look like AJ Rimmer from
At least
Red
you're not
Dwarf.
A comic, or at least you're not a cartoon. We'd be hearing the train whistle, too. So. I wish I had that as a sound file.
Every time Chaos gets angry, you will hear a whistle.
Hey, it's better than a bullwhip crack like what my sanity snaps.
But, now we, you know.
Well,
I kind of want to go back over the material, but at the same time, I don't.
The commercials were cool. The game sucked. The halftime show really sucked.
Screw Bayformers slash
had to make a long trip in a short amount of time.
Yep.
And the Aussie concert was amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty much a summary of the last half an hour that you missed because Rendell didn't push the button. The monkey didn't flip the switch.
Right.
The one monkey hit the one switch that we actually wanted.
Okay, before you say that, look at how many buttons and switches are on
that
screen.
And now you see why I had an issue. But you actually know how to run and operate this program.
It's not like it's hard.
So who's the bigger deficit right here?
I think it's you.
Deficit, deficient? SSDD. But, yeah.
So sorry, didn't what?
Same chat, different day.
Oh. I thought it was so sorry and then didn't, and then I couldn't think of what the other D was. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you've got your acronyms backwards.
Yeah. See, that's the problem
it's
with
like
all
AOL
this.
It's like AOL and, you know. Or once your AOL, then that one's got like 12.
Yeah.
LOL's got like 15.
The only AOL one I know equals excrement, and that's because we're referring to the internet.
Yeah.
Company.
Speaking of internet.
Speaking of AOL, actually.
Oh God.
Completely cancel your entire subscription and still have AOL and not pay.
Yeah. They've been free for about, 3 years now?
For quite a while, yeah.
Well, no, apparently a lot of people, like older people who just use the internet to check their email, are just now figuring this out. So AOL's been bilking them out of, $7.99 a month for 3 years.
Oh. Yeah, they're basically a glorified mail server. They're just like Gmail or anything else.
Yeah.
I've got like 4 or 5 accounts there, and I don't think I've looked at them in 2 years because I just cannot stand AOL.
They're spam filters.
The only good thing that came out of AOL was a $1,000 check I got.
That'll be our next new joke for the show. Yeah.
We need a T-shirt. We need like T-shirts signifying all of these.
Pasta closer to the mic.
Okay.
That might be a little too close.
You know we should.
There we go. Yeah, I'm seriously sticky notes. Sticky notes from
Well, we
on,
need
eh?
to wash
yeah.
the. We need to.
I don't care if it's
TV
dirty.
How about we just write it in the dust on the screen?
That might work.
Actually, at the angle I'm at, I might be able to see it. What we need to do is clean the screen and let it get dusty again because Amanda's already written all over it.
Oh, yeah.
There's not much space left.
Anyways.
I think she did that 3 months ago.
Anyways.
That's rather sad.
That's disgusting.
So, on to internet news and whatnot. People are... Egypt is back online.
Cool.
Oh, they are?
Yes. They are. Okay. They went back up Saturday, I believe.
I know that they had a thing in one of my newsletters saying that they had sat down and had talks this weekend. So, apparently, they had a... They didn't mention the internet, but...
Yeah, their internet went back up with cell phone and all that fun stuff. But it's still mass chaos over there.
Well, yeah.
And I don't really blame them because, dictator and whatnot.
Yeah,
but
wanting to get him out after 30 years. It's a reasonable cause.
He's telling Obama that things would be worse if he steps down right now.
Well, in one hand, yes. On the other hand, no.
Because they'd be without a leader, and it'd be one hell of a power struggle for that.
Exactly.
It'd be a power vacuum, so.
If he waits till September when they actually have an election.
That'd be the wiser move, actually.
Quote, election.
Yeah.
Because.
But still, it doesn't leave that big old power vacuum.
Yeah.
Speaking of elections, Sudan, the southern Sudan has elected to secede. And the way I'm looking at that is the North is just like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Everybody who believes in them, go right over there. Okay, you with the dirty bombs? Yeah, everybody we need to get rid of is now over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does. It just looks like a huge setup.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm just being paranoid, but it's just like...
It's paranoid if they're actually out to get you.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like this is one of the worst areas in the world for, like, travesties and stuff, and they're being all open-armed about everybody that doesn't like them leaving.
Yeah, I mean...
It's
an open invite for trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's life. It'll happen.
Either that or they'll send somebody in to start pissing around with them, and then when they go crying for help, it's like, hey, you guys are on your own now.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just... Mm-hmm. Some way or the other, they'll just get hammered for it.
Yep.
But, so also in other internet news, besides Egypt coming back up, you know, they've been doing more crackdowns on P2P and whatnot, on BitTorrents and stuff like that.
Oh,
but
don't download a whole lot? They really don't care.
But a lot of the problem is it's in mainly in the Netherlands and whatnot that they've been going after smaller firms. And Torrent Freak actually put up an article about, you know, who have they taken down? Who is this? We've never heard of them. A lot of smoke blowing. But there is actually a relevant one for people who do illicit things with downloading. Axo, AXXO.
Really?
Their personal site, because no one's actually sure who Axo is.
Yeah.
Their personal site got torn down.
Oh, wow.
Or actually got asked to be taken down.
Wow.
So they're setting up shop elsewhere.
Well, yeah.
Because they got forewarning about it. So they're moving shop and whatnot.
Well, hey, maybe they'll set up on an Egyptian server.
It's one of those, like, I don't want to say his name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He has been around for, I think Angela and I found him in 2001.
Yeah.
And he's still there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, if anybody was going after sites like this, he'd be one of the top of the list.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got the Paint Shop Pro I'm running.
Yeah.
I got for free off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, so this is not exactly a site they should be overlooking, but it's just, they find ways. I mean, there's a static IP.
Yeah.
That he has, and if you know who he is, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever he has to move, it just forwards on to the next one.
Yeah.
You don't even notice it anymore. He started that about 5 years ago.
But, Axo took a bit of a hit for all of, like, 12 hours. That's about it.
Yeah.
Hey, that is an eternity in internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Especially with somebody who's been with a group or a person or whoever it is, has been providing high quality, I mean, really high quality, programs, videos, stuff like that for years now.
Yeah,
The thing is, with as much traffic as he gets, though,
the
moment somebody knows where the new one is, his search ranking is going to go right back up to the new one right away because it's going to be pinged off of him for so much, they're going to want to rank him high because that's where everybody's going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So even 12 hours, you figure within 2 days.
Oh yeah, and just
it'll be just
right
as easy. It'll be just as easy now as it was then to find him.
Oh yeah, but so there's that. And then what was it? Oh, I gotta check this article. I gotta double check it again. What was it? Wrong one. My bad. Not Axo. I'm looking for. It's the ACS has actually gone under.
What?
The what?
ACS Law and MediaCat completely shut down both their businesses. ACS Law and MediaCat, which is a subsidiary of ACS Law, have been pursuing the individual file downloaders.
Yeah, they've been going after the 12-year-old in their grandma's basement.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hannah, Montana, and suing them for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Those are our lovely American lawyers at work.
Well, and this is the week before they were supposed to get a ruling about all their cases, and they've gone completely under.
Yeah.
They're done. They are out of the game.
Something tells me they found out what that ruling was going to be.
No, I have a feeling that they could not financially support continuing it.
Yeah.
no matter what the ruling was, I don't think they could financially continue
right.
it. Because there's it with the recession, borderline depression, whatever you want to call it, it's provided, you know, it's how can you stop it? Piracy is up.
Piracy's up because nobody can afford anything, and half of the things are digital now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like you can walk out and get the CD because the CD doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and if you're like me, I mean, my cell phone and my MP3 player
are the same thing.
Well, no. Back when I had a MP3 player, mine don't run the M4As or whatever the hell the new iTunes file is.
It's so M4As, MP4s, and AAC.
Yeah. So for people like me, if a lot of these things aren't on Amazon or someplace that offers MP3 downloads,
mm-hmm. you're boned.
You're boned. You have to go download it from somewhere because you cannot use those files.
Yeah.
I would love to go out and do, you know, and Napster was the same thing. Napster went to Real Audio Files, I think, for some dumb reason.
Yeah.
They've got another whacked out file. But what are you supposed to do? I want to get, like, let's say the Jeremiah Johnson soundtrack mm-hmm. that I got. If iTunes had it, if Napster had it, that's fine. But I can't use it. So I'm going to go on the torrent sites and I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
Because if I want to play it, and I'd gladly buy it. I'd go on Amazon and I've bought probably $200 worth of MP3s
mm-hmm.
the past year off of Amazon.
Yeah.
But that's if they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have it, I'm going to get it.
And like
one way or another, yeah.
Just make sure that you want to stop it, make sure it's available.
Yeah,
yeah.
For like the more obscure stuff that you can't find anywhere anyway.
There's, yeah, the only way you can get it is by piracy.
Yeah. Anything Robert Gordon.
Yeah.
You have to pirate that.
If you want to stop it in one way, and I don't know why they do this. I can see why they do it with some, but not with others. Like, I wanted to get the Ray Ellington DVD
yeah.
download. The problem is that's on Amazon UK. It's a digital download.
But you can't get it here.
But I can't get it because of the region.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I still have to go out and download it because I cannot get it in
yeah.
America, even though I can get the file that I need. It's just because I'm in the wrong zip code, basically.
You're in the wrong nation, actually. Yeah. Well, it's like perfect example is if you go to BBC.com.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And their actual BBC.UK.CO or whatever the hell
right.
it is. And you go to, say, like, the Doctor Who stuff. They've got, you know, files and episodes listed and whatnot. You can't watch any of them because, oh, wait, you're in America.
Yeah.
The same thing with one of the things I used to hate about City of Lost Angels would be a lot of people would post YouTube links in chat. And if you didn't notice it, they'd be UK, they'd be
mm-hmm.
ARC or RS or whatever. You couldn't watch them.
Yeah.
Because you were out of the country. It's the same. You could go and you could take the title and paste it into normal YouTube and watch it that way, but
yeah.
you couldn't. It's like you are not in this region. It's like, well, that's fine,
but this
it's
is
almost
got
to be. The thing I'm wondering is because if they're hosted over there, because bandwidth rules are different. You have to pay for so much. You don't pay
yeah.
by the month. You pay by
usage.
Bandwidth.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they have it cut out.
It's
aside
weird.
From that, it's like, why would they do that? It's cutting off. It's cutting off costs, especially in Amazon's case.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would buy so many things off of their Amazon for MP3s because they got
yeah.
a lot of stuff that the Amazon here won't take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't get it because I'm not in the right region.
But
it's
yeah.
like, that makes no sense.
But, so what I guess actually it is the ruling that's supposed to come down next week for ACS Law and whatnot was actually the ruling on whether or not what they've been doing is legal.
Is this because of the different state thing?
This is part of it, yeah.
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 That's part of the whole, it's the whole enchilada. By the end of, I do believe it said the 31st of this year that they actually had to, they were finishing their campaign against file sharers. Let's see.
31st of this month?
Of January?
Yeah.
Oh.
31st of last month.
Oh,
that they
so
were shutting
done.
Down all, you know, they were just like, we're done. Because they have been kind of skeezy about how they've gone about things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's, you know, another, you know, triumph for piracy.
Yeah.
In a way, but now if people want a wrongful suit against them, they can't.
No, they can. They still can. Because they're the law firms are still going to be open. They're still going to be working. But they are dropping all their file sharing mm-hmm. pursuits.
I know that there's going to be a lot of wrongful actions pushed against them.
Yeah, there's going to be.
They're going to be so screwed.
Oh, yeah. And continuing on in a similar kind of vein. I was talking with you about this before the show, actually. The missing half hour.
No, this wasn't on it. This was before it.
Yeah. But, quit twiddling with the mic.
Well, it doesn't sound... I can't hear me.
Yeah.
So but, I'm starting to wonder if it's plugged in right or something.
Oh, no, it is. I can hear you.
Yeah.
But I was talking with you about rojadirecto.org or Roja Directo.
I think Directo. So. I just don't remember.
It's the sports site.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Roja Directo. .org is a Spanish-based kind of... they aren't file-sharing. They're a sports media site of sorts.
They live-stream.
Yeah, they live-stream, and, you know, if they've got copies of something, you can download it, stuff like that.
Oh, nifty.
Well, they just got done with a 3-year battle in Spain's federal courts, where Spain has said in both rulings that they were a legal operation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Just the other day, the DOJ and ICE shut them down. The thing is they are completely based in Spain. They are nowhere... they are indirectly tied to America because of .org, but that is most indirect.
And that's probably what did it.
Yeah, but that's... even lawyers people have already said that's not good... That's not a good enough reason at all.
Yeah.
That's not even within legal bounds.
It doesn't have to be to get it shut down the first time. They can always come back and sue it and bring it up later.
Well,
but they just needed a little victory like this, and that gave it to them.
Well, and that... but it was... that is the most indirect thing ever. I mean, they've had... they have better cases against, like, Torrent... Torrent Finder. The U.S. government has a better case against Torrent Finder than these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is the Spain federal courts two different rulings said they're legal to operate. That they were legal, you know, that it was all above the board, it's all cool. Which, again, is Big Brother stepping outside their boundaries, beyond their reach.
Were they hosted on an American?
No.
Okay. Mm.
None of it's American. None of it. The only thing that has it's an indirect tie is the .org.
Get a whatever it is .co for Spain. Flip them off and say you're screwed now.
Yeah,
that's about
something.
All they can do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But till then, you have the DOJ and ICE's got them shut down, and probably most of their files are gone already.
Probably,
but that's, you know, another one of those Big Brothers, you know, out. You know, stepping outside their boundaries. Mm-hmm. Again, somebody needs to in Washington D.C. say, okay, you know what, we're pissing off people again, like the good old George Bush reign. We need to watch our step, because people are still smarting about Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan.
Well, they've been smarting since Reagan.
Yeah, but with the...
it's just that it's just that during Clinton it was a little less obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
the administration did a better job of lying to us.
Yeah, it's like certain information that just came out of Egypt is a lot of their security devices to monitor people and whatnot in Egypt. Mm-hmm. All of that is technology they got from America that America is using on its citizens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are sitting there going, wait, what? It's like, did you not realize this? That they are actually tracking our phone calls. That they are, you know, every minute detail. They are checking in on us. Mm-hmm. Because, they think they can rule the people again, and it's like you're not a dictatorship. Step down.
Yeah.
So you know, it's one of those. Yeah. It's become one of those issues, one of those big issues that's gonna end up blowing up in their faces because Big Brother keeps overstepping their bounds. That's a cute little article. Arr. Music pirates are still here. I got to see what the top 10 most pirated movies on BitTorrent is at the moment.
And go ahead and read them off. Let's see what they are.
Let's see, right.
At number 10.
At number 1, we have Saw 7.
I was going to go from 10 to number 1.
Oh, no. From number 2 is Tangled. Yeah. Number 3 is Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is Green Hornet.
Cool.
Number 5 is Love and Other Drugs. Number 6, 127 Hours.
Buh.
Number 7 is The Next 3 Days. Okay. Number 8 is The King's Speech. Yeah. Followed by Faster and then Burlesque. Kinda, some of that's understandable.
I think people are downloading Burlesque because they don't want to admit to other people that they'll watch it, so they don't want to go to the theater.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll watch this quietly in my own home, then I'll delete it, recycle it, wipe the hard drive, and remove all existence.
And before we go to break real quick, actually, I want to bring up this article because it's we were talking about this not too long ago, actually.
Which one?
How Google's been, has got BitTorrent files you can find, torrent files and this and that if you just, type it in.
Because all you gotta do, no fault of their own.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is type in whatever and put torrent at the end, and you'll come up with all. That's how I usually find things.
Well, the MPA is now cracking down on Google and is threatening to disconnect them. If they do not, if they do not stop linking to BitTorrent files, MediaFire,
they have no choice.
That's the entire algorithm that their thing is based on.
Is you're telling them to stop being a search engine?
Yeah.
Are you friggin' retarded?
You're telling Google to stop being Google.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if they win it with that, can do it with anything.
Well, and if they beat Google on this. Because they're just threatening right now. That means the torrent finder, case will drop immediately. It'll just fall out from beneath it. But with the torrent finder and Google are now actually those two right there. If torrent finder wins its case against the American justice system, that means the MPAA needs to step back because they need to quit threatening search engines.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all torrent finder
was. It's not the search engine's fault.
They are designed to, you type something in, they'll search for it.
Yeah. That's all they do.
Yeah, they aren't linking it, they aren't hosting it.
You want to get to the people, you go to like Kick-Ass Torrents or Mininovers.
Pirate Bay.
You go to
Privateer's Lagoon.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it would be so easy to do, because all you got to do in the meta key, or in the meta tags, is put... there is a key, I don't remember what it is, that prevents the site from being search indexed.
Yeah.
You just put that little, I think it's like a dozen characters in there, and your problem's solved, because when Google or Ask Jeeves or Dogpile or whatever.
Metacrawler.
It went, that figures. But whenever they go to that site, then they skip over it. Because it has a key saying, I don't want this site indexed.
Yeah.
Or you make a section for it.
Mm-hmm.
You make like they have for automobiles and computers and housing and stuff. You just make torrents.
Yeah.
Hey, when we go to break, play a long song, would you?
Yeah. I'll try to do what I can. But, so, the MPAs, again, Hollywood, is trying to crack down on business that they don't have a hand in, so... It's getting complicated again.
They're just pissed that they didn't think of it first, and now they can't make money off of it.
Yeah, and as I commented long before the show, actually, earlier today, around my household, Japan's, approach to it is, it's funny, as people talk about, Japanese piracy, anime, except there's a direct correlation between piracy of anime and profit of anime going up.
Yeah. The more it's pirated, the more the money they make.
Well, and one thing, and this is another thing that I laugh at. It seems like the adult industry is so far ahead of the movie industry.
Oh, no, the adult industry just lost all their lawsuits against piracy.
No, because they got smart. if you go to like GameLink or places like that, you can pay-per-view or digitally download full movies. So they've already gone.
Yeah.
But they've already looked at it. It's like, well, hey, people want to see this stuff. They don't want to pay for the DVDs. We'll just put the video file up. And they're not, they're like 15 or 20 bucks a piece. So they're the same price as the DVDs.
Yeah.
Now, well, if the movie companies would do that, there wouldn't be, I mean, they'd still have piracy.
Oh, yeah. But,
they would make a lot more money because they'd be able to charge about the same price as a DVD. They wouldn't have to manufacture it. It just, again, it's like if you want to see the leading edges of entertainment, look to the porn industry because they're the ones who have to figure it out first.
Yeah.
So.
But, so we're gonna go to break real quick. You're listening to Finite Exposure on JackalopeRadioFM.com.
One thing from the first half hour I want to mention again is we do have archives.
Yes, we do have archives on Jackalope Radio. You can go listen to us in high quality.
Yep.
Instead of the crap we feed you on our Podomatic page.
Because we're paying for that one.
I know.
So we can't afford to have 150 megabyte sound files every week.
So yeah, we'll be back after about 5 minutes.
I think they're 50.
4.5 minutes. So we'll be back.
That works.
Yep.
Yeah.
going to let the few last like seconds of this wind
out. Once they stop singing, we can pretty much go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really bad for doing that. I got like 15 or 20 minute or 20 seconds of just background, it's like screw it, click.
Yeah. Right.
And we are back with Friday Night Exposure on Jack Club 105 FM, brought to you by Cthulhu and Fudge Graham Cookies. You know, Fudge covered Graham cookies.
Fudge covered Graham cookies, nice.
Oh, they are good.
They're crack in a cookie.
They are. I can go through. There's what, probably about 20 cookies in there.
Something like that.
20. I can go through one of those in about 2 days.
I'd pull a Luigi.
They are good.
Luigi G's.
They're who makes these?
Oh, they're cheap.
Oven baked.
Oven baked.
And it's actually a neat little graphic. It's an old gas stove for the
We're
graphic.
We're talking about the graphics on cookies.
Yeah.
Cookies are photoshopped.
You can.
Oh, no, that is a great thing to do in real life. When somebody shows you something that they think is really cool, say it's photoshopped. You can tell by the pixels. And no, the worst part is when you convince them that their real thing is Photoshop.
Oh, God.
My buddy at one point convinced that his shoes were Photoshopped. Yeah.
And the dumb shit probably bought it from the store, didn't he?
Yep. Oh. I was there when he bought them. And I convinced him that they were Photoshopped. Oh, dude, it took me like 45 minutes of just going through all this crap. The layering is off. This star is off by one pixel compared to this star and everything. And just, I completely convinced him that his shoes were photoshopped, and those were awesome Venture Brother figures.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad. Oh, that's really
great.
Bad.
It was
That's
great.
Just a dick move.
Okay, with all love to my dad, even he wouldn't fall for that. And he, actually, in some cases, he's a lot smarter than I am in computers because he knows how to work like PowerPoint. I've never had to work.
I know
with
how
that.
To work PowerPoint, but that's only because there was a drunken night and
yeah.
I had to get a presentation together.
I've never had to work with it, so I know nothing about it.
PowerPoint is retarded.
It's like JavaScript. A lot of people know JavaScript. I just look at that and my brain hurts. It's like there's so many things that could go wrong with that script. All you gotta do is put a period or
you
a.
You mean
thing.
Exist?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I was checking something, and one of those stupid automatically playing adverts started. I really hate those.
Okay, yeah. I have a rant on ads.
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Facebook ads. Oh, I don't know what it is. I know for a fact, I've been saying this for a couple of months, keep your eyes out, because they're going to introduce a package where you can spend so much a month and get rid of those ads, because they are creeping up everywhere.
Yes, they are.
They got some little box thing now at the top of the homepage, which looks static. But if you're on there for a minute or two, it starts playing, and it's a cycle, and it won't stop. I was trying to watch a movie I got from Netflix, and I was just flipping back and forth and reading the homepage, and it started up, and I couldn't turn it off.
Yes.
It's like,
whoa. Con Air 2?
Oh, yeah, that's been in talks for a while. It's Con Air 2.
How can
along
you
with
do
Fast
that?
And Furious 5.
Yeah, Fast and
Furious. Or
I
Fast 5, whatever.
That during the Super Bowl.
I did not, thank God.
It has Vin Diesel, Paul Walker. It has basically all the main characters from all the movies, teamed up in, supercar theft people.
Yeah.
And their nemesis trying to take them down is The Rock.
I love The Rock, but there are just he's really being oversaturated.
My buddy actually met him. I was like, hey, blah blah blah, Mr. Johnson, blah blah. I'm really glad you didn't sell out all your fans and just completely deny your wrestling background when you went to movies. Oh, wait a second. Said that to his face.
Well, he's been an asshole about that, so he deserved it.
Yeah. I don't care if he wants to call himself by his real name. That's cool.
Yeah.
But you know what? You are Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He was The Rock for...
It was Rocky Maiva first. Don't forget that.
Yeah. I think he was in there for about 7 years.
7, 8 as The Rock. And
yeah.
3, 4 before that is Rocky Maiva.
So it's just like, dude,
you are The Rock.
You are an icon and you are an actor because of what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
He, I will say this for Rocky Maivia or Johnson or whatever the hell his name is.
He
has charisma oozing out of him.
He
can't do nothing and not have people just eating it up. He's really good at that.
Extremely charismatic man.
But I don't know. It sounds like he's also a bit of an ass. And I think that came out of being popular. That happens a lot. He's been talking about doing something with WWE for a while now. It just never comes out.
I got to bring this up real quick because I guess this was a big old incident. Christina Aguilera screwed up the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Which is no surprise, but a friend of mine mentioned how they had seen her in, concert live before. And then watching the Super Bowl incident, they're like, was she smoking crack? Was she doing a line of coke before the show? What is wrong with her?
Okay, now, in defense, I would like to put to all you idiots out there who are waving your flags, I would like, without looking at the lyrics, to sing it. Because I know a good 80% of America can't sing it either. I know I can't.
I'm staying away from this.
Mm-hmm. Because there are some things, yes, if it's your own song and you flub it up, okay, then I can see it. But if it's something that most of America can't do either.
Can you hear me now? My mic's on.
Yeah, it's on. I can hear his. I just can't hear mine.
Yeah, weird.
I don't know. I think it's split.
The strange thing.
I can hear you on the left, and I would be hearing me on the right.
The strange thing, people, is I'm only about an inch away from the mic.
If he got any closer to the mic, it'd be going down his throat.
Pretty much.
I wonder if we could do with that, if we could have him use mine, my mic headset.
Quite possibly.
That would be a lot easier.
Yeah, it would.
Something for next week, because we don't want to really get into that too
we'll
much.
We'll check that next week.
Okay.
Just something to think about and
then
tinker with.
Headsets too, so.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've got two ports, so,
Yeah.
Apparently the Penguin can, but that's because the Penguin is apparently a font of random knowledge, almost as bad as you, Chaos.
Oh, we got two listeners now. Who's the other one?
Ivy.
Yeah.
Oh, Ivy. Hey, Ivy.
Hey, baby.
We missed you guys on Saturday. You guys would have had so much fun.
My arm was...
We were destroyed at Aussie. Dude, like, we couldn't talk. It was just, cherries and cherries.
Yeah.
And I have to say this for Ivy. Eggs Benedict and death.
Okay. Anyways, moving right along.
That sounds like an interesting meal.
Moving right along.
It's what my fart smelled like.
And we've crossed that line. Anonymous hacks hit security firm.
I will give Cody an A for effort. He tried to divert that one, but it just plowed right over him.
Yep.
It's
like in Magic, it had trample.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And his defense wasn't quite high enough.
Now, you know what trumps trample? Venom and lure. Lure pulls every defending creature.
That's right.
And Venom kills anything that touches it. So you put it on a little 1/1 and you destroy it. I love that.
That had Venom and Double Strike.
What is Double Strike?
It's first strike and a regular attack.
Okay, hang on. I have to interject. I have to interject with this. AOL to buy Huffington Post in 13.
In 315.
At $315 million media merger.
Oh, gods. Yeah. I did not hear about that.
You did not hear about that.
I missed that one. That one, AOL has money?
Dude, AOL merged with Time Warner 10 years ago.
Yeah, should that be AOL Time Warner?
Well, easier to just say AOL.
Well, no, because...
the AOL division, probably.
Probably the AOL media division. Because they are buying out the Huffington Post media version, so.
Yeah, I'm like the Huffington Post on Facebook, so I came across that.
Yeah, I miss that one. That one, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. Huffington, current editor of the namesake.
Yeah.
That's a weird little electronic buzz. What the hell?
It's gone now. Oh, the
his cell phone.
I love that ringtone. That ringtone is so.
It, Yeah.
This better not be somebody calling for tech support.
If it is another tech support incident, I'm going to just go ape. Just ape chat.
No. See, what we do is we go get a magic jack, and we list it on the site as our tech support number.
No. Actually, what I'm really tempted to do actually is just set up my set up a Skype account so people can call in.
I've always wanted to do that, but that's such a hassle.
It just feeds from my computer into here.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but then we couldn't feed back. We couldn't talk to them because we wouldn't be sound through that. So I can do it on mine. I've got the PDF file to set it up. I just haven't. And I've got, because you need to use this stupid thing called a virtual audio cable.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got it all. I can set it up. It's just.
Well, actually,
around to doing
I don't think you even need that, because as long as they call in and it's audio, it'll just feed through the sound system right back into the...
Well, no, you use the virtual audio cable, because then it's then you don't have to mess with the sound card. You don't have to switch it to sound card and get all the beeps. It just feeds
You just
off
shut
that
off the
one.
Beeps.
Yeah, but that's annoying. I don't even think I have them anyway, so I don't know.
Tech support?
No.
Something stupid?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. Sweet.
So it's either something stupid that he just doesn't want to embarrass somebody, or it's like
something stupid.
Top secret stuff that will only be discussed later.
Yeah. Let's hear. Yeah. So anonymous hackers attacked U.S. security firm HB Gary.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
Targeted American security firm that claimed to know the identities of its leaders. Interesting.
You don't know Jack.
No. HB Gary supposedly knew the leaders of Anonymous.
Yeah, he wants to do.
Oh, but,
Thank you.
But, yeah, so this is interesting. Over the weekend, Aaron Barr, head of HB Gary, Federal, said he discovered the names of its most senior members. Interesting. Group retaliated overnight by breaking into the company's website and hijacking his Twitter account. Anonymous, known for being loosely knit group, has been involved in a number of high-profile online protests and attacks in recent months. In December, the group launched a campaign in support of WikiLeaks that disrupted services at MasterCard, Visa, and other companies, has withdrawn support of the whistleblowing website. The strike led to the police investigations around the world and a number of arrests in Britain and the Netherlands. Although the individuals who make up the collective claim they do not have a traditional hierarchy, Mr. Barr told the Financial Times that he had infiltrated the organization and uncovered the names and addresses of several senior figures.
No, he didn't.
Okay, that's pretty much like saying, we've infiltrated DEFCON and we figured out who leads and, who's the head hacker in the world.
No, he didn't.
No, because smart hackers don't go to DEFCON. It's actually a true thing. Yeah. The really intelligent, really good ones don't go to DEFCON. They may call into DEFCON, but they don't go there because, it's a commonly known fact that police, FBI, CIA, NSA, and all the rest of the alphabet soup hang out there to find out who's doing what and to try to hire them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's their way of making sure that they have tabs on everybody.
Yeah.
It's okay, you play nice and you'll be good, but if you don't, we've got you because we know who you are.
Yeah. Now I did post a video a while back of a hacker at DEF CON, and I think you saw that video because it was actually a really amusing video. Somebody stole his computer. Somebody stole a hacker's computer.
That's always
there.
A bad idea.
Right there, first off, bad idea.
Okay, this will not be good for my defense, but I'd love to do that just to see what they got on there.
He was smart enough to actually keep it in. On one hand, he did some stupid things with the hacker, did some stupid things not properly protecting his computer. On the other hand, had he not done them, he wouldn't have been able to ever get his computer back.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a oops, my bad. However, this is kind of cool. And he went on to explain how the guy, how he lost the computer for like 2 years. Finally, it popped back up on the internet, and some dumb thief in Vegas had it. And he started poking around the computers, trying to find files and this and that. And the dude posted pictures of himself on the computer that he put on online dating websites. which gave his name, credit card, home address, everything. And it just goes on for a while. It's just hilarious.
Nice.
And,
okay. Rule number one.
Don't steal a dude's computer.
No.
Doesn't matter who it is. Don't steal a dude's computer.
No. Rule number one. If you have something that is illegal, do not go out, take numerous photos of everything with you with said object, because somebody will realize what it is and you will be in trouble.
Oh, no, he didn't take...
And especially don't he didn't put take your pictures. Name on it.
He didn't take pictures with the computer. He took pictures of himself and put them on
well,
the computer.
Well, yeah, that's just as bad, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it basically breaks down to it took him 3 years to get his computer back. But the guy went to jail after he gave the cops all the information, because the dude, because you could basically only access the internet and a few other, you know, rudimentary files.
Everything else was encrypted.
Yeah, everything else was encrypted, and it's just one of those things of don't be dumb, don't steal a dude's computer. You don't know who that dude is.
And trust me, if you get arrested with it, it's yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless it was already reported stolen, because the dude had reported it stolen.
Yeah, so if it had, like, the serial key on it, but if it hadn't been reported yet, then whatever is on that computer, even if no pictures are of you,
it's now yours. Yeah.
It is in your possession until they prove otherwise. It is your machine, and you are responsible for everything on that machine.
And that is why you don't steal a dude's computer.
Yeah.
No, well, that's why you don't steal anybody's, not just a dude.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I was going to say, there are freaky people on both sides there. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's like, and the guy, the hacker seemed, you know, he seemed the kind of the gray hat type, you know, he's got his little bit of malicious streak, and he did, because he showed off stuff that he didn't, that the world never needed to see at DEF CON. But at the same time, it wasn't just, you know, it was basically a observational display of, okay, here's a stupid guy. This is what the stupid guy did. Here's what I did. I got my computer back.
Yeah. Here's how to destroy said stupid guy.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those interesting little things. So for people listening out there to find out exposure on jackalopefm.com, if you're dumb enough to steal a computer, wipe the hard drive. Just wipe the hard drive.
Actually, would it be better? Replace the hard drive.
That would be.
Yeah.
But if you are a law-abiding citizen, good, smart, wholesome person, don't dick around with the wrong people.
Definitely not.
Because you never know. Just the one-time urge of, oh, I might grab this, could end you up in Las Vegas prison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's the worst place to go.
Yeah.
So much gambling and hookers around you, and you're stuck in bars.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's being in jail in Vegas is pretty much the world's biggest tease ever.
Yeah, because you can look out and see everything that you're ever missing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I bet you that they put that prison right in the middle of the strip just so every window would look out and be like,
hey,
loser, guess what you're missing? Oh, we don't need to guess. You can just look out and see it.
Yeah.
And you'd see all the streetwalkers and hear all the machines, and oh, it'd drive you nuts.
It's like the...
That'd be a good Gambling Anonymous. You want to get somebody to stop gambling? You put them in a cell looking out over the strip, and they cannot touch it. After a while, they'll either snap and hang themselves, or they will be so dumbed down by it that they won't care anymore. It'll be so much fun
like
to watch
how you put
them
that,
anyway.
You know, they'll be so down, they'll hang themselves. That's so nice. That's so, you know.
Well, that's like the, aside from angry prison rape, what's the only other thing that goes on in a cell?
And there goes our rating for the day.
Hey, now all of those words were... None of those were FCC problems, so we ain't got a problem.
You've been looking it up. You have.
Yes, I have.
That's the sad part. Is you.
You know
what? Just for the sake of hilarity, then Chaos should definitely play 7 Dirty Words.
No.
No. What we should do, and I wish we had it, is the Foamy cartoon about swearing, because he puts together some just horrific phrases, but none of them have swearing in them, so they're all okay.
So
they are
just
so.
No. Just
he makes
no.
My last sentence look like something an angel would say. Okay, so we're until I play that, we're good.
We're gonna do our last break of the day.
We're on break now.
And we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. About 2 minutes, actually. So yeah, last break, and then we'll continue on with the show, and I'll probably strangle Rendell while we're at break.
Oh, no, do that live, because then we get more listeners.
Ah, very true.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to
Yeah, there is a sequel out there.
And,
and actually, it wasn't Rendell that's doing music. It's me.
Yes, which is another reason I'm totally screwed over on using my Sam now, because now I have to leave everything on all the time.
Ha ha.
It's like, why don't we just use your damn computer? It's probably better than mine is anyway. Actually, it's just a little bit newer, I think.
Just a little bit, not
because
by much.
Because I got mine a couple of months before I got into MCP, and you got yours about the time we were in Farndale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's about 3 or 4 months newer.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Of course, this is computer time, so.
No. Yeah, just all
could
good.
Run circles around mine.
Not by much, but still enough.
And in my laptop, or my desktop, if I ever get it, we'll smoke both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I need a desktop so bad.
Yeah, you'll get one day.
Yeah,
hopefully soon. I must start squirreling away money for that.
Ooh, Gary Ridgway has been charged with a 49th murder.
What?
49? Boy, he was busy.
Yeah, that's the Green River Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Ridgway has been charged with his 49th murder charge.
Damn.
You will never see this man ever again.
He is already serving 48 life terms in prison.
What are they going to do? Hang his skeleton somewhere?
I don't know. Prosecutors say Ridgway had confessed to the 1982 killing of 20-year-old Rebecca Morrow when he initially pleaded guilty in 03 to 48 killings. But prosecutors lacked other evidence needed to charge him in the death then. Her remains were found in December.
Oh.
Ridgway is expected to appear in court to face the new charge on the 18th.
Investigators
said Ridgway, a commercial truck painter, was active for 2 decades killing Seattle area prostitutes, runaways, and drug addicts.
Jeez.
And earning his moniker because he dumped the victims' bodies in the nearby Green River Valley.
Yep.
You know, we need a special prison for all these five-plus life-termers just so we can leave them there.
We used to have one like that. It was called Alcatraz.
And then just go out when, you know, four or five, or in this case, 20 generations from now, go and get their remains and, like, do something with them. At that point, I don't even know if there'd be much dust left over.
TV boss guilty of beheading wife.
What?
TV boss, that's what you heard. Let's see, what's that
Are
one?
We talking a person who played a boss on TV, or?
No, TV boss, Muzamil Hassan, found guilty of beheading wife. A New York TV executive has been convicted of stabbing his wife to death and beheading her. It sounds like
Oops.
Sounds like the beginning of a really bad movie.
It does.
It sounds like the beginning of an interesting Gore News report.
Yeah. It may have been on there. I wasn't able to listen to him Saturday.
Hassan, who founded a Muslim-oriented TV network, could face life in prison. Let's see here. Never denied killing her, but said she had abused him and that he acted in self-defense. He served as his own lawyer during the 3-week trial.
That's never good.
He was found guilty, and she was found dead 6 days after filing for divorce. yeah. And they were married for 8 years and had 2 children.
Oh, I feel sorry for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's daddy going? He's going to prison, kids. Why? Because daddy did some naughty things to mommy.
Where is mommy?
And these were dirty things that you can't make money off of, so...
Actually, I think the better question would be, where's mommy? Which part of her?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Her torso's at the bottom of the Hudson.
Yeah.
Her head's in Lake Ontario.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with the world?
I don't know. I don't think I want to know anymore.
Seriously, it's like... It's like we lost the Soviets and the world's gone insane.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Everybody's scrambling to be the new Soviet Union.
Well, and they're failing at it because,
even the Soviet Union was failing at it.
Yeah. Oh.
But you know what? They had nukes. They were scary.
Yeah. Speaking of which, there was actually something funny on Crack today.
Uh-oh.
It was the 7 most biggest impromptu parties ever.
One really?
Was Victory Day in Moscow after World War II ended.
As really?
One reporter wrote, he was glad he bought a liter of vodka in the train station when he arrived because there was no more. On May 10th, 1945, was the day that Russia ran out of vodka.
Damn. That's a lot of vodka.
Yeah. Well, given their loss to Poland in 1943?
Something like that.
Yeah. Nazi-occupied Poland.
Right.
The Nazis kicked Russia's ass.
And then tried to invade Russia.
Yeah, the Nazis would have been a lot better if they hadn't left.
Yeah, had they just stayed where they were and not tried to take on everybody.
If they would never have gone into Russia... That war could have ended a lot differently because that's what cost them so much. Mm. They lost so many people there.
Well, World War II was basically just waiting for Russia to get involved.
Well,
I mean, who else could just say, oh, you have 5 million people in your army? Yeah, 50 million. And those are our penal colony troops.
Yeah.
I lost my damn light or something.
That's
for as much as the U.S. Mm-hmm. waves their pricks around about mm-hmm. that one. They did with Russia. We were not needed over there,
dude. We didn't do We didn't do crap in the war.
Not until like what the last
year and a half,
yeah. 2 or 3 years.
And even then, that was mainly. It was we had like a quarter of our forces over in Europe, and the rest of them were traveling to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Japan would have just sat at home.
If the U.S. hadn't imposed trade embargoes with Japan in 1940.
This argument can go back and forth so much. The U.S. started it first. Japan overreacted. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, the argument can go back and forth. We're both at fault here. And I think your cell phone's about to go off again. I thought.
We heard the same little drone.
It happens. So. It's weird.
But, you know, the argument can go back and forth over who started what. What it comes down to, we both messed up.
Yeah.
We both should have just kept our noses out of it and gone, peace.
But see, we can't do that because unless we're in a war, we're not America.
Look at what's happened to us now.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying that's how it is. America is war. That is all we're good at. If we're not in a war, we're not American.
I think I just found how I'm going to close the show today.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I'm not even going to ask. I don't think I want to know.
You know, you can argue it back and forth no matter what. When it comes down to something like that, it's a ridiculous thing. It's because a lot of people don't like to look at, you know, history is written by the winners.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You actually have to dig to find out the actual history.
Yeah.
Because, you know, truth is a three-sided sword. Because you got one person's interpretation, you got another person's interpretation, then you have the actual truth.
Yeah, you have the sharp edge, the sharper edge, and the point that nobody ever actually seems to get.
Yeah.
Right.
That was actually a nice little pun and play on words there.
Yeah, yeah. Metaphor.
Metaphor.
Similarly, similar.
Yeah, the one side, the sharp side, and the point that no one seems to get.
Yeah. You know, so it's just one of those things. Nowadays it seems to be, they're, you know, clearly in the wrong, when really it's, it gets
there is
iffy.
No clear wrong, though, because what's wrong for us is one thing that I get people bitching at me about for is because I don't think we should have gone into Iraq.
See,
and when people say, well, he was doing this, he was doing that, and I'm like, yeah. And in some places, they need a person who does that because he was ruling over three separate people who all despised each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there was peace.
Uh-huh.
You need a dictator in that because
otherwise you've got
democracy
three warlords.
Will not work in that case.
Yeah. And
it's just like the U.S. was in the Civil War.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had two very specific sides and we needed to beat the snot out of each other to get that out of the system.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in Iraq now. Now they're allowed to beat the snot out of each other.
Yeah.
And it's I don't like Hussein any better than anybody else did, but when he was there, he slapped him in the head and told him to stop it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing going on with Afghanistan. You got warlords all over the place. So
yeah.
Well,
basically he took away their knives and gave them boxing gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. It's like here.
It's like, okay, beat the crap out of each other with these.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want you shooting at everything, so just knock each other out and walk off.
And have a nap.
Yeah.
Yes. Walk it off. Yeah. See, and when it comes down to when you've got, you know, it's like using, again, Japan as a historical example. It's like what Oda Nobunaga tried to do. He was the only man before the Meiji restoration period, basically from 1800 on. He was the only one who nearly completely succeeded in controlling all of Japan at one time.
Mm-hmm.
He almost did what Genghis Khan did with, you know, the rest of, you know, the rest of the world.
Asia,
with the Asian mainland.
He was getting warlords under his control, he was conquering, he was running, and then a simple arrow to the throat, and that was it.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to do in Afghanistan now.
They're saying
basically, screw it with the law, the warlords have the power, so let's get them organized, and we'll deal with what we have.
You know, get the warlords to elect somebody that they all
can agree on.
They all can go,
or
okay.
At least the majority of them can agree on.
Yeah.
Right.
And just set that person up in power. It's sometimes it's not the most efficient way to do something.
Right.
But
Sometimes it's the only way.
It's the only way to do things.
And with the infrastructure and with the minerals and with all the resources they have, everybody's wanting another America. You can't have another America in the Middle East. No. They don't have a lot of the resources we have.
In one way,
so
they
have to look at it a
in
lot.
In one way, they have a potential for a lot, you know, having a lot of money. But on the other hand, they don't have a lot of resources per se, because you know they've got silks, you know they still got silks, they've got oil and this and that.
But like farmland, they don't have very good water, which are two things we seem to forget that not everybody has.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's like you know they just can't go out to you know turn on their sink and get a glass of water.
Yeah.
So
you know it's just one of those. It's one of those things that sometimes it's the lesser of two evils kind of situation.
The U.S. needs to look at the foundation before they start tearing everything down because they assume everything has the same foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now,
and
now
they don't.
Going back a bit, you know, to like, you know, what happened with 9/11 personally. And, you know, this is a horrible thing. I will fully admit it. I mean, and it's against the Geneva Convention, you know, against the Nuclear Arms Convention, everything. But within 48 hours, 72 hours, had we just glassed the entire area,
nobody would have said a word.
People would have frowned at us, you know, said bad, but they would have gone, okay. They would have been like, understandable.
If they would have said that, if we would have had like 80,000 versions of proof that the person who orchestrated it was X, they are right here.
Yeah.
Screw you all.
Glass.
They're done.
Yeah.
We would have had a couple of years.
Europe and China would have benefited. Well, Europe, China, and Russia would have benefited because they would have had one giant parking lot then.
Yeah.
Set up a couple of Walmarts, a Kmart, you know, a few things, and hey.
Don't forget a movie theater. And a discount one.
Yeah.
But it.
And a McDonald's because there's always a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because seriously, though, we would have had a couple of years of very tense.
Yeah, it would have been
stuff,
you know the North Koreans would have been jumping up and down. They use nukes.
Well, they're doing that now anyways.
Yeah. But they would have jumped the gun and they really would have been on it. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, it's a horrible, vile, evil. And given my personal thoughts and absolute distaste and disgust with with nuclear bombs, you know that says something. You know that within 72 hours we should have just nuked.
Well, and you could make the case because they've been using depleted uranium everywhere. I bet you $10 if we had dropped a nuke then, civilian deaths wouldn't have been anywhere near what they are now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And there wouldn't be anywhere near the problems because the depleted uranium's been shot all over the damn
country. Yeah, it's already all over
as
there.
As opposed to, you know, one area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That area would have been a lot better off if we had done that.
You know, and again, it would be...
That's another dirty little secret, the depleted uranium that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah, everyone kind of ignores that, but just like, that's one of those big things that, you know, America's been using for, you know, better... Oh, God, it's been 2 decades now.
Yeah,
I think it really started getting press in Croatia and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you know, and they're just like...
Thank you, Mr. Clinton.
Yeah. Well, and... Clinton had some really good points about, you know, America needs to step back and go, wait a minute.
Yep.
You know, and that's the only time I would actually condone excessive violence, especially in the case of a nuke, would be, you know, another 9/11 type incident.
Mm-hmm.
But only in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
I think the blowback from a nuclear attack would have been a lot. We wouldn't be dealing with it today.
No, we wouldn't be dealing with as much crap as we.
I don't know. One odd thing you have to look at too. I wonder how Bush would have been looked at after that. I don't think he would have been as villainized if he was.
The French would love him more.
Yeah, cheesy and surrender monkeys.
I know the French would love them more. You know, we would have been censored. It's guaranteed. Had we used a nuke, we would have been censored by the United Nations. They would have censored us at least for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our imports would drop dramatically. Our exports would slow down. But it would have given us time to go, okay, This is what happened to us. Yeah, okay, we overreacted again.
I wouldn't call it an overreaction.
But
really.
Liberals would say it was.
Of course, this is 2020.
Yeah.
So
you know, people would go, so we might have overreacted, but.
But they perpetrated the largest known terror attack in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, it'd be like the debate with
Well, like I said,
Hiroshima versus Pearl Harbor and whatnot.
We know who did this. We know where he is. He's right here. Screw you all. And if we had that much, if we had proof, they still wouldn't have liked it, but they could have,
sanctioned, not censored.
Sanctioned, thank you.
But at least they would have, it would have been, jump the gun, bad you, but at least you have all this documented evidence. Yeah.
And we got the job done instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's I fully do not condone nukes. I don't.
No.
I am tetchy, very, very tetchy about nuclear power in general, because look at Hanford here in Washington. Washington State has an abnormally high amount of literally mutants.
Yeah.
Hello, I am one.
He really is.
I've got family members who have been affected by, by Hanford's illegal disposal. There's people all over the state. I'm very tetchy when it comes to, anything nuclear.
Power of any kind.
Yeah. But, dropping a nuke would have been just done.
Yeah.
Over and out.
And we'd still be dealing with the same humanitarian stuff now as we are now.
And as being sanctioned, that would have created a little bit of a recession, which probably would have made us step back and go, wait, what? Oh, gods, look at this crap that was about
to
happen
in a few years. We would have been forced to internalize, which is something this country needs to have done, honestly. We've needed to be shut down and rebuilt for decades now, and part of the war thing is they keep on going to war to look at this pretty thing on the picture. We need to pull a Japan.
We need to close our borders. We need to stop all ingoing and outgoing traffic essentially, and we need to restructure internally. Had we dropped a bomb, been sanctioned, this and that, we could have taken that time. We could have taken the last decade to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of now, we're finally getting to it. Now, after,
And the thing with. And this is something else.
And they're still going on about how, the recession and the depression, recession's getting better. No one in this area can, prove that.
Yeah. Maybe nationally, overall, it is technically getting better.
Yeah. But locally, it's still far worse than it is.
And it's only going to get worse before it gets better, and that worse may actually just tip us into a full on, 1920s, 30s depression again.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of places are already there.
Yeah.
It's Vegas. Just they're the ones that you don't hear about. They don't make the news because they're not.
Because no one wants to talk about it because, it can't happen again. Da-da-da.
Exactly.
Well, one thing
it's
that.
It's like Kyle from the theater.
Right.
He's an ex-military guy, and him and me actually debated, back in 08, about 07, 08, back and forth about us going into recession and depression. He's like, no, there's checks and balances to skip to late 09, early 2010. And he's like, and we got back into the subject again, and he's like, those checks and balances didn't work worth a damn. I'm like, I told you, and he actually apologized for
That's because while they are in place, nobody uses them. They're not used the way they're all on the books, and they're all on the books for one reason, and that's to provide a false sense of security.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have all these things. Yes, we have all this set in motion. What they don't say is, but we never use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we don't use it like it's supposed to be used. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that would have been really good about being internalized is NAFTA would have been shut down.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the jobs would have had to have come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they would see the effect on the economy from that, I think that'd pretty much kill it. That's the other thing you can thank Goody Two Shoes Clinton for. Is NAFTA, of all things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just
that's a dirty word.
Yeah, there's
or a dirty acronym.
There's just a lot of, you know, issues that that could have been taken care of, you know. And I'm a bit of a pacifist, you know.
A bit? You're like the biggest pacifist I know.
Yeah, but at the same time, I also understand that there are situations to use excessive force because it gets the point. It gets straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you glass it, and then you tell, you know, whatever leader is still there, if there is, we have bigger.
It only gets bigger from here out.
Yeah, you know what you do?
That was our tiny one.
You break out one of these fossils that have been around since World War II.
Oh,
drop it on them and just say, okay, now that's what we had.
We've got
better.
Do
you want to see the newest generation?
That's Mark. That's the Mark I prototype.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the prototype. We're at Mark 9 now.
Do you want to see our nuclear bunker buster and what it will do to your face?
Because it will ruin it.
It will ruin it. And the face of everybody for 5 miles around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it.
We had to get a ruin your face in there.
We had to get one more in there. But, you know, the show's winding down, so
yeah.
I'm finding music to queue up for our exit.
We should play, well, we can't. I was going to say we should play Real Folk Blues, because we mentioned that.
Actually, I do have that song.
That's like 6 minutes. We don't have that long. Save it for next time. We can close out on it next week.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. And I am a pacifist, but even I understand to a certain, you can only be a pacifist for so long.
Yeah.
Right.
Every once in a while, you need that excessive show of force to show that, hey, we can still hurt you.
Yep.
Well, it's not even so much hurt as it could be defensive, too. It's like, hey, don't screw with us because we know how to bite back.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is then you have to choose how you bite back because something like we've seen now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know how to fight back, and we we screwed ourselves over.
Yep.
So.
All right. Yeah. So you've been listening to Finite Exposure with Chaos Randall and Pasta at jackalopefm.com, or you're listening to us on our podcast site, finiteexposure.podomatic.com,
or on iTunes.
Or
we are
on
iTunes.
You can also check us out on facebook.com. You just type in Finite Exposure, hunt us down, and. You know, we'll catch you next week. We'll probably pick this up sometime down the line.
Yep. Have a good one, folks.
Yep.